content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start out with concert dates that are now out for Pink's Trustfall tour. It's in support of her ninth album, Trustfall. The schedule has only one stop in North Carolina. That's November 12th at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Trustfall is named after the plunges people take when they want to test the devotion of those around them, a fitting metaphor for the Pennsylvania-born superstar. All right, the schedule for the 2023-24 season at Raleigh Little Theater, it is out as well. July 21st through the 30th, it's Puffs, a musical from Teens on Stage, Teens Backstage production. August 11th through the 27th, Curtains Musical. September 16th through the 24th, Last Stop on Market Street, a family musical. October 20th through November 5th, Misery, that's a thriller. December 1st through the 17th, Cinderella, a holiday musical. And then in 2024, February 2nd through the 11th, Nate the Great, a family musical. March 15th through the 31st of next year, Trouble in Mind, a dramatic comedy. May 4th through the 12th, Looking for Roberto Clemente, a family rock musical. And the final show in Raleigh Little Theater's 23-24 season, June 7th through the 23rd, Kinky Boots, a musical. All right, let's see what, well, we've talked about it before, the rest of the current season at Raleigh Little Theater. March 17th through the 26th, next month, Fancy Nancy, the musical. Fancy Nancy and her friends Bree, Rhonda, Wanda, and Lionel are going to be performing in their first show, Deep Sea Dances. Nancy is positive, that's Fancy for 100% sure, that she and Bree will be picked to be mermaids. But another girl is picked for the coveted role. Nancy is stuck playing a dull tree and works to bring Fancy flair to her role. Two more in the season, May 5th through the 21st, My Wonderful Birthday Suit, and June 2nd through the 18th will close out the current season, Hands on a Hard Body. They are also having some movies in the garden at Raleigh Little Theater. Two shows on the current schedule. April 27th, Moulin Rouge at 8 o'clock. And on May 25th, Transformers. Tickets are general admission and sold at pay what you can pricing. All right, as we edge closer to spring, festivals start showing up on the schedule, such as the case with the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival, set for Thursday through Sunday, April 27th through the 30th, at Fayetteville's Festival Park. The major events include a midway with carnival games, thrilling rides, and fair food, local and national bands, a vendor market, and more. Here's the rundown on what's happening each day. Thursday, Cork and Fork opens the festival. Ticket holders can sip and taste from various Fayetteville area restaurants. On Friday, at the Dogwood Festival, concerts from Ashland Craft at 8 and David Nail at 9:45. followed by a Boom and Bloom fireworks show. Saturday, shop more than 150 vendors. There'll be a climbing wall, a mobile axe-throwing trailer, and performances from airborne aerials, BMX bike shows, and Ring Wars Carolina. Saturday night's concert headliners are rock bands Lit and Buckcherry. Sunday, the festival closes out with the Car, Motorcycle, and Truck Show. Local acts continue at Festival Park, and then at 7, Who's Bad? The ultimate Michael Jackson experience. Again, the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival, April 27th through the 30th. If you've not seen Steve Martin and Martin Short's traveling show, you won't believe what they look like today, is making a stop in Greensboro this fall. The comedy legends will be performing their new show at the Stephen Tanger Center for the Performing Arts. Their show mocks Hollywood and the fickle nature of celebrity. It's set for October 13th. And Deepak in Durham is out with its schedule of Truist Broadway series shows for 23-24. We'll give you the rundown here. October 10th through the 22nd, MJ the Musical. November 7th through the 12th, Funny Girl. January 2nd through the 7th, of course, that's in 2024, Girl from the North Country. February 27th through March 3rd, Peter Pan. March 19th through the 24th, Doubtfire. May 15th through June 9th, Disney's The Lion King. And July 30th through August 4th next year, Mamma Mia. That's the Truist Broadway series listing for the 23-24 season at Deepak. All right, the Justice Theater Project 2023. April 13th through the 23rd, Tiny Beautiful Things. May 17, 18, and 21st, The Dead Man. And June 9th through the 25th, Urinetown, the musical. All righty, the dates are filling up at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. June 1st, Dead & Company. June 30th, Kids Bop Live. July 12th is Matchbox 20. August 4th, Eric Church and Cody Jinks. August 7th, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin and Ginger. August 8th, Foreigner and Loverboy. August 11th, Jason Aldean, Mitchell Tenpenny, Corey Kent, and DJ Silver. August 19th, Pentatonix and Lauren Elena. And August 29th is Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. September 15th, Leonard Skinner, ZZ Top and Uncle Cracker. Then in October, Zach Brown Band, King Calloway and Tennille Towns. And Luke Bryan closes it out on October 26th. I say he closes it out. He's the last show currently listed for this season. Okay, Red Hat Amphitheater. There might be some construction going on down there maybe a little later, year or two. They're looking at revamping that entire area, making the amphitheater larger and moving it a smidge from where it sits now and making in expanding the convention center. But that's all in the future. It's proposed. Okay, right now, Friday, April 14th, it's Mount Joy. Saturday, May 20th, Youngblood, the world tour with the Regrets. Saturday, June 3rd, Dermot Kennedy, the Sonder tour. Wednesday, June 14th, Noah Kahan, Stick Season with Joy and Oladokun. Friday, June 16th, Pixies North American 2023 tour. Saturday, June 17th, Revolution, Good Vibe Summer Tour 2023. Tuesday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies, The Last Summer on Earth Tour. Friday, July 7th, The Revivalists and The Head and the Heart with Jamie Wyatt. Sunday, July 16th, Young the Giant with Milky Chance and Rosa Lynn. Friday, July 21st, Lewis Tomlinson, Faith in the Future World Tour 2023. Friday, July 28th, Walker Hayes with Ingrid Andress and Breland. August 13th, Tyler Childers, Send in the Hounds Tour. Saturday, September 9th, Camp 2023 Tour. And September 23rd at Red Hat, Parker McCollum with Jackson Dean. Then at Booth Amphitheater in Cary, Saturday, April 1st, Tacos and Taps. Saturday, April 29th, Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken, 20, the tour. Friday, June 2nd, Smooth Nights featuring jazz greats Incognito and Mesa. Thursday through Saturday, July 13th through the 15th, Billy Strings. Friday and Saturday, August 4 and 5, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Sunday, September 17th, the Australian Pink Floyd Show. It's the Dark Side 50 Tour. And currently, the final show of the season, Saturday, September 23rd at Booth Amphitheater. It's Whiskey, Wine, and Fire. Wilmington is hosting the Dave Matthews Band later this spring. It's part of the band's 2023 summer tour. The band will perform at Live Oak Bank Pavilion at Riverfront Park in Wilmington, May 30th and 31st. All right, PNC Arena. Thursday, March 2nd, it's Jeff Dunham and his crew, Still Not Canceled Tour. Friday, March 10th, Kemen Ladisi, the Soul to Soul Tour, part of the Women's Empowerment Expo. Monday, March 13th, Greta Van Fleet, Dreams in Gold Tour. Friday, March 17th, Winter Jam 2023. Saturday and Sunday, March 18 and 19, it's Monster Jam. Friday, March 24, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. Thursday, March 30th, comedian Nate Bergazzi, the Be Funny Tour. Sunday, April 16th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Then coming up the rest of the year, Lizzo, the special tour in May. Stevie Nicks will be at PNC Arena in May. Ricardo Arjona, June 11th. Sam Smith, Gloria, the tour in August. And in October currently, Shania Twain, Queen of Me tour. Dreamville Concert Festival returns to Raleigh's Dix Park this year. Organizers say Dreamville Fest, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. So that's right around the corner, actually. This past spring, the Dreamville Festival drew an estimated crowd of 80,000 people. That's a lot. Okay, here we go with the local clubs. Starting off with the Ritz. Most shows start at 8 o'clock. Saturday, March 4th, NLE Chopa. Wednesday, March 8th, an evening with They Might Be Giants, the Flood Show. Saturday, March 11th, Key Glock, the Glaucoma Tour. Wednesday, March 15th, Nick Cannon's Next Superstar Tour 2023. Friday, March 24th, Big Wild. Saturday, March 25th, Lecrae, the final church closed tour. Monday, March 27th, Tennis, the Pollen 2023 tour. Saturday, April 1st, JXDN. Friday, April 7th, the Taylor Party, Taylor Swift Night 18+. And Sunday, April 9th, Silverstein, Misery Made Me 2023. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows there start at 9, unless noted. Thursday, March 2nd, Late Notice with the Layaways and Stan and Dingy. That's at 8. Friday, March 3rd, Travers Brothership. Saturday, March 4th, Will McBride Group with VCT Radio. That starts at 8:30. Sunday, March 5th, Will Overman with the River Tramps at 7:30. Monday, March 6th, French Cassettes at 8 with Tino Drema. Wednesday, March 8th, Spaced Angel and Shrub at 8. Thursday, March 9th, Jericho Jackson, the Mussolini soundtrack, and Shakes. That concert starts at 8:30. Friday, March 10th, Into the Fog and the Wilson Springs Hotel. Saturday, March 11th, Cultus Black. Tuesday, March 14th, Dry Reef. And that show starts at 8 o'clock. All right. And at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, March 2nd, it's Muscadine Bloodline at 8:30. Friday, March 3rd, the Maxell 90, 40th anniversary of REM's Chronic Town. Saturday, March 4th, Alan Doyle and the Beautiful, Beautiful Band with Chris Trapper. Thursday, March 9th, Mustache the Band, the world's most powerful 90s country party band. Friday, March 10th, Sidewinder with Big Bad Billies, a Van Halen tribute. Saturday, March 11th, Cosmic Charlie, Dark Side of the Dead at 8:30. Sunday, March 12th, Papa Chubby. Tuesday, March 14th, Mark Broussard with Seth Walker. Okay, let's change it up a little bit and find the listings for some funny people coming to Raleigh. We'll start off with Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Friday through Sunday, March 3rd through the 5th, it is Desi Banks, a stand-up comedian, actor, and social media personality whose online presence reaches over 15 million followers across multiple platforms. Thursday, March 9th, David Lucas. David started his career early on the MTV Yo Mama show. Soon after, he moved to Hollywood to pursue his entertainment career, landing a role on his show Roast Me on All Def Digital. He became a popular name. Friday through Sunday, March 10th through the 12th, Steve Byrne. Steve has established himself as one of the most reliable and versatile stand-up comedians working over the course of his 20-plus year career. He got his start making the rounds of all the prestigious clubs in New York City and L.A. Thursday, March 16th, and That's Why We Drink, an award-winning comedy podcast where the paranormal and true crime meet. Launched in 2017, each new episode is a deep dive into whatever paranormal and true crime stories the hosts are obsessing over that week. Friday through Sunday, March 17th through the 19th, Craig Robinson. Beginning as a stand-up comedian in Chicago, Robinson first made his mark in the comedy circuit at the 1998 Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. Friday and Saturday, March 24th and 25th, it's Tim Dillon, a stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. He was a new face at the Montreal Comedy Festival in 2016, and he won the title of New York's Funniest 2016 at Caroline's New York Comedy Festival. Monday, March 27th, Rogelio Ramos. Sorry about that. Thursday through Sunday, March 30th through April 2nd, Tracy Morgan, one of the most well-respected comedians and actors in stand-up. He's known for starring on 7 seasons of NBC's Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning 30 Rock. Also appearing in April, Brooks Whelan, A.J. Wilkerson, Corey Holcomb, and Dale Jones. And a reminder, all shows are 18+, unless noted. Okay, Goodnight's Comedy Club on Woodburn Road in the Village District. Thursday, March 2nd is Daphnique Springs, a 2018 Just for Laughs Montreal new face. Daphnique Springs is a stand-up comic, actor, and writer. She stars on Amazon's Inside Jokes. Thursday, March 2nd, Ryan Irwin. 2 words define Ryan: sassy and gassy. He's made North Carolina his new home. Friday, March 3rd, Phil Hanley. Originally from Canada, Phil started performing stand-up in Vancouver. Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th, Katie Hughes, an Atlanta-based comedian and writer. She is a weekend regular at Laughing Skull Lounge and a graduate of Second City's Advanced Writing and Improv Conservatory programs. That's a mouthful. Saturday, March 4th, Shane Moss, 2016, science podcaster, mental health advocate, and award-winning stand-up comedian embarked on an epic, sold-out, 111-city psychedelic comedy tour. Saturday, March 4th, it's T. Murph, an acclaimed stand-up comedian and actor. He's earned raves for his hysterical performance as Clovis on Hulu's bold new comedy series, Woke. That's just the first weekend of March at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Also performing during March, H.L. Boney, Matt Rife, Jeff Dye, Sheen, Alignan Mitra, Michael Collier, and Rachel Fogletto. And that's just the second weekend of March at Goodnight. Special note, once again, all shows are 18+. Unless noted. All right, Carolina Performing Arts, and performances are at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Tuesday, March 7th, it's the Mailer Chamber Orchestra with Mitsuko Uhita, piano and director. The artist is one of the greatest Mozart interpreters of our time. This is Memorial Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 10 and 11, Carolina Performing Arts, Toshi Ragon. Toshi's back. Our longest-running artist-in-residence returns to Chapel Hill for her culminating Creative Futures project. Friday and Saturday, March 24th and 25th, Tao of Glass, a partly autobiographical play from the great actor, puppeteer, and director Phelim McDermott and the New York composer Philip Glass. For decades, McDermott has been engaged with the works of the inventor of minimal music, whose music has been a source of inspiration. And Glass is undoubtedly one of the most important and influential musicians and composers of the present day. This is Memorial Hall and various times on the 2 days. Tuesday, March 20th. 28th, Janvier Thibodeau, Debussy Preludes. Performed worldwide, recorded more than 50 albums, and built a reputation as one of the world's finest pianists. That's at 7:30. Thursday, April 6, Big Dance Theater. The Road Awaits Us, plus Cage Shuffle, a duet co-founded in 1991. Big Dance Theater is known for its inspired use of dance, music, text, and visual design. 7:30 performances at Memorial Hall. That's a look at Carolina Performing Arts. Duke performances. Once again, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, March 4th, Nella Rojas won Best New Artist at the 2019 Latin Grammys, and the flamenco-driven title track of her album Voy was named one of the best songs of the year by the New York Times. Friday, March 10th, Boris Giltburg. In 2020, pianist Boris Giltburg launched a project to record and film all 32 of Beethoven's piano sonatas with a fresh eye, yielding new connections and nuances to each work. Saturday, March 11th, Castilian String Quartet. Every year, the Chamber Arts Society of Durham reserves one concert for a young and highly promising ensemble. This year, that slot is filled by the London-based Castilian String Quartet. On Wednesday, March 22nd, partner event, this is Talisk. Groundbreaking, chart-topping, genre-bending, globe-trotting, instantly enthralling. It's little wonder that Talisk ranks highly amongst the most in-demand folk-based groups to emerge from Scotland in the last decade and more. Saturday, March 25th, Tesloff and Tesloff and Dorkin Trio. The dynamic sibling trio of Tanya and Christian Tesloff is joined by pianist Kaveli Dorkin. That's Saturday, March 25th, Duke Performances. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.